Hi, welcome to today's podcast edition, Switch for Change, your host, Mika Haller, where we talk about changing the direction of communication and strategies for better conversation. Grab a cup of coffee or tea and join me for today's podcast topic on Let It Go. I was deliberating what to title this podcast because I think when people sometimes hear the word forgiveness, there may be a sense of vulnerability attached to the word, or even maybe disdain. Today, I would like to focus on forgiveness in communication. And I want to try to stay away from some of the cliches around it, like be the bigger person. I would like to look at forgiveness as letting go of the past, hence today's title, Let It Go. Today, we will talk about two ways how unforgiveness can impact our communication with others. Now, I'm sure there are many other elements to it, however, today we'll focus on two. Unforgiveness can be viewed as holding on to the past, where we're not moving forward. Let's be clear, though. Forgiveness does not exonerate the person, what they did or said, to be right. Rather, it gives us a better tool for effective communication, because no matter how hard we try, we are going to offend someone or be offended ourselves, even if in our own minds it was unintentional. The two ways unforgiveness can impact our communication are loss of connection and judgment. So let's start with connection. When we're connected in a conversation, we respond with curiosity and understanding of the importance to be heard. The word connect comes from the Latin word connectere, which means to join together. So we can understand connection between two people in communication to be a reciprocal exchange of thoughts, ideas, and words between one another. When we hold on to the past or withhold forgiveness, we create a disconnect in our communication, and it can block the exchange and fluidity of a conversation. The next one is judgment. With judgment, we can come into a conversation with a biased opinion, which can create a myriad of outcomes in conversations. A biased judgment can create assumptions and change the meaning of a conversation, and it can move the conversation in a completely different direction than its original intended purpose. And the consequences can lead to people feeling misunderstood, confusion, and maybe even distressed. Lastly, I would like to end with this. Forgiveness is personal, and more importantly, it's a process. It's not a one-size-fits-all attitude. It's personal because we all associate meaning to what has happened. And that meaning is different for every individual. It can be based on numerous factors, our culture, our past experiences, or our personal belief systems. So be kind to yourself and give yourself and the other person space to reflect. And the other thing, sometimes forgiveness may not be physically possible to do in person. You can forgive from a distance because forgiveness can be for yourself. It releases space and allows you to be more open. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If there's something you liked about today's podcast, you can drop me a comment in the Apple Podcast section or in Google, depending on what app you're listening to, and spread the word and follow me on Facebook at Switch for Change Coaching. If you're not a Facebook user, you can also find me on my website at switchforchange.com, and that is spelled SWITCH, 4, change. Talk to you soon.